Hey, Jet Nation. This is Courtney Arvillo, and I'm speaking with former New York Jets quarterback Ray Lucas. Ray is the author of Under Pressure, and I highly suggest any football, not just Jets enthusiasts, read it, because I read it and I loved it. So, Ray, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
I'm good. Of course, I'm sure you answered this question numerous times, but in brief, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, I think it's a story that has something for just about everybody. You know, there's a story of addiction. There's a story of, you know, how hard it is to make it to the NFL. There's a story of a strong woman who stuck by her man when he was, you know, turned into something that she didn't even recognize anymore. And it's almost, you know, there's a lot of perseverance in it, you know, overcoming addiction and getting my head back on straight. So, you know, I think it's got something for everybody.
Yeah, I agree. I couldn't put it down. I really liked the book and got me through my bus rides to the city.
Oh, that's good.
But no, I really liked that. It was great. And also in the book you mention, you know, that a quarterback should play like he has amnesia, pretty much, you know, forget the last play and move on.
Yeah.
So, you know, for this reason, just bring it to, you know, modern day. Geno Smith has several plays that we would all like to forget. And on the SNY post game show, you've been critical of Geno's performance. But besides,
yeah,
besides forgetting it and moving on, what areas would you like to see Geno Smith improve upon, especially with this Lions game coming up?
I think it's just the decision-making process. You know, the four interceptions that he has thrown have been on first down.
Mm-hmm.
And that has to tell you something right there, that, you know, you got to understand what the down distance is. You got to understand that it's first down. There's two other downs. There's no reason to force a ball into a tight situation where you don't know if it's going to be completed or not. So, again, you know, when you see a stat like that, it kind of gives me pause. And it's not because he's lacking focus, because, you know, yeah, as a quarterback, that just comes with the territory. It's just his decision-making process, I think, is a little messed up. I mean, you know, it's okay to take a sack. It's okay to throw the ball out of bounds in mid for second down. So, you know, when it comes to Geno, I mean, he can make all the throws when he has the time. He just has to get his head wrapped around down and distance. Where are you on the field? You know, what's my objective with this play call? Is it to take a chance or is it to live for second down? So those things I think he'll get better at with time. I just don't think Rex Ryan has the time to wait for a quarterback to go 1-4 in the stretch of games that they have coming up.
No, I agree. And, I mean, to piggyback the decision-making, I mean, last week's game, he was kind of rolling into coverage. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, again, you know, the one throw he had in the second half where inside the red zone where he's running to his left and he almost has to jump in the air to get his hips out of the way, that's a play where there's no reason to throw it. You just got in the red zone and there's no reason for you to, you know, take a chance, you know, live for second down. You got 3 points already. Just, you know, make sound decisions.
Yeah, no, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, with that said, do you think he'll become a franchise quarterback in this league?
Well, herein lies the problem. When you have a young quarterback, he needs time, and he needs playing time to get better. That's the only way you get better as a rookie, by doing it in a live situation. Now, when you have a coach that just got a contract extension, and I think personally that if they don't make it to the playoffs, that his whole coaching staff and himself are going to get fired. So how long can you wait for a guy to get better? Now, one thing is to say in the beginning of the season that Geno, you know, didn't make those mistakes, but he did. And when you're making mistakes week in and week out, which means you're not getting better, you're still
mm-hmm.
doing the same stuff you did in week one and week two, which you're not supposed to do. You know, lesson learned. Now, I messed up this one thing. Okay, now I know I can't do it anymore. You don't see it in weeks two or week three. But you've seen Geno make the same kind of careless mistakes with the football in all 3 weeks, so that has to give you pause. And again, you know, how long does Rex Ryan have? Does he have, you know, one more game? And I said this already, you know, I think Geno should start the Detroit game. But if he, you know, doesn't play well and they lose, I think it's time for Mike Vick.
Okay. Speaking of Rex Ryan, last week I actually had the chance to interview Wesley Walker and Bruce Harper at a Jets event, which is really awesome, by the way. They told me that they like the fact that Rex Ryan is a player's coach because he can actually relate to the players. However, though, what do you think? Do you think that this is actually good
or bad? I love
Rex
Ryan.
I know you do.
So you do agree
that given the state of the current the team is in right now, do you still think that's good that they have him as a player's coach?
Oh, my God, yeah. I was one of the first guys to say that there was no way he should be fired. I thought he did an outstanding job of overachieving a year ago just going 8-8. I know that wasn't easy, especially with the talent pool that the Jets had. So, I mean, I'm a Rex Ryan guy, and the reason why is because he reminds me of my old coach, the Parcells.
Yes.
Now, I'm not saying he's Parcells. But he's a player's coach, and he believes in his players, and that makes you feel good, and you want to kill for him. You want to win for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Rex Ryan, though, you know, his record is that he's a sub-500 coach. I don't believe that. But, again, you can't be loyal to your players to a fault. You're in the business of winning football games, and that's what it comes down to. So, you know, John Isdix is looking at, okay, what am I going to do with my coach? You know, he's got to win games. So, again, I think Rex Ryan's a great coach. I think he's an excellent defense coordinator. But, again, you know, it's to the point where you have to win games. And I think the Jets could be 3-0 right now if they're given here, give or take here or there. One play in the second half of that Green Bay game, the game is over. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that, you know, worries you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you can definitely see on the field that they can – they can play any team. They definitely prove that.
But you see so much good, and then you see, God damn, so much bad.
Uh-huh. Tough being a Jets fan. I know.
Yeah, very tough. Very tough.
So the Jets fans, you know, you mentioned Isdix. So Jets fans seem pretty upset with John Isdix's approach to the cornerback position, with the Jets being so far under the salary cap. What do you think about his conservative approach to spending money on free agents?
Well, herein lies the problem. Now you're playing with a safety playing quarterback and another quarterback that's not ready.
Mm-hmm.
You brought in Dimitri Patterson. He was a disaster. You got a guy like Milner who you drafted 9th overall who just doesn't want to play.
Yeah.
Has no confidence in himself. So you're struggling on defense in the secondary because Rex Ryan likes to blitz all the time. And
yes.
If you watch the last game, you know, he put Walls in situations that they weren't ready for. And I think those two guys are doing a hell of a job for being considered for, you know, what they're freaking going through.
I was going to say, I'm a big Antonio Allen fan, but
oh, me too. I mean, you know, this kid comes up, he tackles, but he's still not a freaking top-notch corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Rex Ryan in the second half blitzed Jay Cutler I don't know how many times. And he put them in bad situations where they can't be successful. So...
so what grade would you give Isdix so far? So far.
Give the what so far?
What grade would you give Isdix so far?
I think, well, again, you know, we're not going to know how good he's doing until year 3 when his guys are now a little bit older and they're starting and stuff like that. So you can't really grade Isdix on anything. I mean, am I disappointed he didn't go out and get a cornerback even after the fact? Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of Jeff fans are. But, again, you can't, you know, just say it stinks because he didn't go get a corner. You have to wait and see what his draft classes do.
Yeah, I'm not happy we used all 12 picks, but that's just my personal opinion. A question related to the book. You know, you mentioned that you would do it all over again. When you look back, how hard was the transition to the NFL, you know, being asked to play different positions, you know, special
teams?
Well,
again, it's what are you willing to do to play in the NFL? I was willing to do anything, whether it's, you know, giant helmets, for crap's sake. You know, I would have did anything. I didn't really care. So if they want me to play wide receiver and they wanted me to, you know, be on special teams, I was all for it. You know, I was willing to sacrifice everything for the game. And, you know, I think because of that sacrifice, I got to play in 8 years in the NFL.
Do you see a lot of players like that today? I mean, obviously we see Antonio Allen, but and you know, what's just that, you see.
Like special teams that went to a starting quarterback? No, no one's ever done it in NFL.
Well, nothing that you've done, but I'm just saying, like, more hybrid players and do you see.
Marshall told me one thing when I was younger. He said, if you can do three positions, you're more valuable than a man that could do one.
Mm-hmm. I read that.
You know what I mean? Like, when I was a three-trick pony. I wasn't a one-trick pony. So the more he always told me, the more you can do, the more valuable you are. So if you're a guy that's, you know, maybe second on the team in linebacker, but you killer team on special teams, and they have a really good linebacker, they'll let the good linebacker go because you're cheaper and even better.
Okay. All right. Awesome. And all right, and then one more real quick just for the fans. So we see something we weren't quite expecting, or some people weren't quite expecting. Right now, Chris Ivory has earned more carries at running back based on his strong performance earlier this season, while Chris Johnson is off to a slower start. So what do you think about Chris Johnson? Do you think he has any gas left in his tank, or
what's your
prediction?
I don't think there's anything wrong with Chris Johnson. You have to understand the three running backs that the Jets have, they get better the more they carry the ball. And you can't expect one of the three to go in for two plays and sit for two series and then get two more plays and then sit for two series to be effective. You know, Chris Johnson, the more he touches the ball, the better he gets. Chris Ivory, the more he runs the rock, the stronger he gets. Well, Al Powell, same thing. So I don't think it's fair to say Chris Johnson doesn't have anything left. I think it's more or less that they're sharing carries. And I thought that would be a problem from the beginning of the season, that there was only one football and eight guys that want it. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with Chris Johnson. You just got to give him a little time.
Okay, sounds good. Awesome. Thank you so much. Is there anything
else you want to add?
Or
just go get the book.
Just go get the book. And it's available, obviously, in Barnes & Noble and online,
Barnes & Noble,
right?
Amazon, Kindle, everywhere. It's all
okay.
Good.
Yeah, I definitely suggest it to everyone out there. It's a great read. And thank you so much again, Ryan. I look forward
to always
watching you in SNY. I always record it because I go to the game, so I watch it after. And I listen to it on the radio. So
yeah, that's good. Yeah, as long as you tape it, I need the ratings, baby. That's it.
Yeah. I'm there for you. I'm cheering you on.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.